Hello, my dear friends. I'm Pamela Lopez. My pronouns are she, her, and ella. I have a mild vocal condition that may make my voice shake. If it does, please don't worry about me. Some people do. I am happy to be with you here today, and I want to start by reminding you and myself to breathe. Breathe. I have been reminding myself to breathe a whole lot lately. It starts in the morning when I get up and I check my email. This is what I see. Will Iran's nuclear policy change? Police use AI facial recognition to arrest wrong woman. We're facing a corruption crisis. USPS warns it might shut down. Senate intend on sabotaging the next election. ICE concentration camps. Good morning, Pam. Welcome to your lovely new day. Breathe. Damn, these are hard times. With daily headlines like this, at times it's hard to get out of bed. But because I know I am not alone in facing our world, it is so much easier. I am so very grateful for this Chalice community. I am so appreciative of the justice work everyone here is doing, addressing so many issues that desperately call for our attention, which is pretty well everything we value and hold dear. The last time I was in the pulpit was the summer of 2024. I talked of the vital importance of our participation in democracy by working together to get out the vote, and of course, voting ourselves. We worked hard. We contacted thousands and thousands of voters. Later that fall, disaster hit with the presidential election. Many of you called and checked in to see if I was okay. I wasn't. I was numb. Come that winter, the damage being inflicted upon our country by our so-called leader was nonstop. He began destroying every institution we hold sacred, dismantling our safety nets, access to health care, reproductive health, removing environmental protections, terrorizing our neighbors, kidnapping and imprisoning them, sending military forces to occupy our streets while constantly lying to the general public. Our democratic process is under attack. Our trans kids are threatened. Our gay families are at risk. Jobs are being lost. Inflation is soaring. The planet is being ravaged. And pedophiles are being protected. This so-called peace president has been alienating our allies, dropping bombs, starting wars, and kidnapping world leaders. The world order, as we have understood it, is crumbling. Currently, I'm not okay. And I know many of you aren't either. Breathe. But we are here, facing it together. We're surrounded by some of the bravest people I know. A number of them are you, right here in this congregation. We patrol areas to protect our immigrant neighbors. We show up at ICE raids. We raise funds and necessary goods for families in trouble. We write thousands of postcards to get out the vote, send hundreds of thousands of texts, walk precincts, join phone banks, and on and on. We protest, and we protest, and we protest. How many of you attended the No Kings March yesterday? Stand up if you did. Wasn't it incredible? So many friends, so much love, so much possibility. And this morning's headlines said that more than 8 million of us marched worldwide. We have watched in awe as our magnificent neighbors to the north in Minnesota show what resistance looks like. Reverend Ashley Horan wrote these words as a love letter to Minneapolis, which has just given the world a taste of what it feels like and looks like to breathe another world into being. Here is a part of her poem. See where you fit in. Blessed are the immigrants, for they shall call home into being. Blessed are the observers, for they shall be bear witness to truth. Blessed are the song leaders. Where's my song leader? There's my song leader. And my other song leaders, for they shall raise their voices in hope. Blessed are the educators, for they shall shield children with care. Blessed are the students, for they shall become beacons of courage. Blessed are the artists, for they shall capture the beauty of our power and grief. Blessed are the faith leaders, for they shall proclaim our morality. Blessed are the grocery shoppers, for they shall nourish our resistance. Blessed are the organizers, for they shall channel despair into action. Blessed are the movement veterans, for they shall share the wisdom of history. Blessed are the newly awakened, for they shall be welcomed with joy. I'm doing that again. Blessed are all who hunger and thirst for liberation, for we shall inherit the future. We are all blessed for the work we do. Thank you for it. And sometimes we're just so damned exhausted. Breathe. We will get through this. Unfortunately, we have no idea when or how long it will take. We long for normal, but things will never get back to the normal we have known. And I think most of us agree that is a good thing, as that normal caused so many people pain. In doing this work, we have become the resistance. There's joy to be had in that, and it's vital that we bring our joy with us. So, today I want to invite you to think about those feelings of community we have when we're fighting back, opposing, stopping the harm as generations did before us, and the hope we feel when we are creating the future we want to see for ourselves, for our children, and our grandchildren. Let us resist tyranny and despair. Our path to our new world runs from baby steps to leaps of faith. When we get to the other side of this fiasco, what will it look like? We can't get there if we don't see it. From the political to the way our government functions, the fairness of our elections, to our economic policies, how we treat each other, what we eat, the respect we show each other and our fellow non-human earthlings. I personally have such a long list. So do my husband and son. I've asked them. Here are some of our hopes and dreams for the country. First and foremost, the recognition that we are all we've got and we're all in it together, so we've got to make it work. Let's learn how all of us can live together and be kind together. We must have a society that is based on truth. The Pravda culture we've been living with for the past 45 years has done massive damage, distorting reality and causing so much division. Fair and free journalism needs to be restored. We need that trusty and reliable fourth estate. We must have accountability. Elected officials are to uphold their oaths of office and serve their constituents. We look to a future where we have complete access to comprehensive, affordable health care, including reproductive health care and gender-affirming care, where we all have the freedom to be who we are and to love who we love. Our future must include a planet that is nourished, sustainable, and flourishing, where we all live lives where we can afford excellent education, professions that take us into the future, housing that is affordable, and a society that is not based on exploitation. You can say, okay, Pam. That's all well and good, but how do we get there? I take some of my inspiration from Reverend Cameron Trimble. She says the answer may be closer than we think. It begins wherever people refuse to accept that selfishness is the only way the world works. It begins wherever communities choose cooperation over competition, compassion over indifference, and courage over fear. It begins whenever we remember that the flourishing of one life is bound to the flourishing of all. When we remember this, we begin to notice that even now, life continues. People are still caring for one another. Neighbors are still showing up. Communities are still finding ways to hold each other through uncertainty. So let us be that community who knows that nothing can be accomplished alone, that we are in a marathon relay race. It's going to be long, hard, and far, and we need to share the burden. We pass our batons to our neighbors when the task is too tough, and then we rest. We focus on what we can do and plant a seed for what we think we can't. Those seeds are our future, our organic seeds, creating a vibrant future. With that in mind, we make our choices consciously, from national and corporate policies to personal life decisions that take into account the limited resources on our planet, how to protect them, how to nurture them and do the least harm. We step up when we're asked, we take only what we need, and we share what we can. Then join the justice team that speaks to you. Participate in UU the Vote. I have been told that writing postcards is the gateway drug to activism. Consider Jill Lewis and me your pushers. You can always come and join us when we put stamps on postcards. But actually, please think about this as I'm telling you. This week, we learned we have more requirements to become a good trouble congregation. We have to have trainings and community safety organizing, and we need your help. So please reach out to one of us. Then take it a step further. Pick up the phone. Call the office of one of your electeds and let them know what's important to you. It matters. They pay attention. Go to one of those coffees with an elected official with whom you might disagree. I know it's a big ask, but if they only hear from people who agree with them, they can legitimately say they have a mandate to pollute our shorelines, put more money in politics, make voting more difficult, and deny support for immigrants. But hey, you're UUs, and it's coffee. We have seen a noticeable change in the courage of one of our major elected officials when she saw she was supported in taking a stand. We show up, she shows up. Let's let our new people running for office know what's important to us. It's really amazing what happens when we all participate in our democracy. This is how we get there. One step at a time, one hand held at a time, one march, one patrol and then another, one vote, only one vote. One phone call and then another. Or simply visit with a friend who's struggling. Find your joy, let it build. Keeping our joy is resistance of the highest form, and stay with it. We're all in this together. I want to share some advice that was recently given. To get us through these times, every day do something for yourself, something for someone else, and something for the world. I'd like to add one more very important thing to that list. Do something for the future you want to see.